I don't know why that's always stuck in my head.
Word up. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Wow. Wow.
Why was y'all old niggas growling in so much shit? Like, as
I am so confused.
Like, genuinely. Okay, bad bitches of the prison trap. Okay, I see. Okay, no, seriously.
Seriously.
Like, have you seen my... Okay, no, seriously. For real, y'all. Why did y'all think that y'all weren't nasty? Real quick.
Wait, what?
Old people who listening to this. Why didn't they think at any point that they were nasty? Who are these prudes in the universe who are just like, we didn't make no music that said that? I'm like, Betty Wright said she was a cleanup woman.
She wasn't talking about the house.
Okay. Hello. I don't want to hear y'all talking about SZA.
Right. Y'all niggas used to be moaning in your songs.
Minnie Riperton, beautiful ass. Okay. Beautiful ass songbird voice. Moaned for like 4 minutes and 38 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all was okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was doing all the drugs in the discotheque. Okay.
But they don't talk about that.
Oh, they don't want us to know. Oh.
They don't talk about
Perk 10. I just caught me a Perk 10. Perk 30. I just caught me a Perk 30. Yeah. Perk a dance. Maybe do my Perk a dance.
Perk a dance. Do my Perk a dance.
Y'all was doing the Cokie dance. Y'all was doing the Cokie slide. Cokie slide. Made y'all do the Cokie slide. That moaning on songs. Y'all nasty. Anywho, hi friend.
Hey girl.
Hey.
So many developments in life.
Oh my God. Yeah. Y'all haven't been here, but we have.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And what we know is what y'all don't. Okay. Shit's gotten real.
R-E-E-L.
Real, okay? On all fronts. Now, if you see on another side of town, and by the other side of town, I mean Facebook. If you see on Facebook, Miss Camille J, owner of Don't Be Petty, okay? Also, collaborator with Ratchet Aunties.
Indeed,
okay?
Indeed.
But the solo owner of Single Mom Memoirs, okay? This lady, ma'am, has went off the charts on her face back, okay? Things have gotten real, okay? And we mean that because you gotta go watch her Bitter Baby Daddy series, okay? It is fucking amazeballs is what it is. Yeah. And that has gotten her, like... Are we at the 20,000+ on the reels?
That reel alone has 230,000 views.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm holding my ears if I'm singing like Mariah Carey. I'm talking about. You know, that's how she be feeling. But that's kind of how I feel about our reels, okay? Now, on the Ratchet Auntie side.
Yeah.
We've paid more attention to our TikTok. Okay, again, we're back on TikTok.
Yeah.
She and I have both been on TikTok, but we weren't really paying attention to
the Ratchet Auntie
TikTok, you know? And so, for me, like, my shit be a little crazy, a little sexy, a little cool, a little raunchy, a little nasty, right? Hers be, like, family and friendly and all types of fun things, but someplace we gotta get ratchet, okay?
Yeah.
It's at some point, we must. It is overdue for the ratchet moments. And because of that, we have taken the time out, like last weekend, to do ratchet shit with my ratchet ass friend. Yes. Ew, ew, ew. Okay. Shit's been wonderful.
It has. Like, it's been a good time. Good time has had by all.
We had all the fun in the world. But before we get to all of those stories, guess what? We got a little diddy bop. Diddy bop. Got a little diddy bop.
Diddy bop.
Diddy bop. Got a little diddy bop. All right. All right, we got a little ditty bop. So let's play some fun for you guys so we can get into
everything.
Dead ass.
Man.
We really have a lot to talk about today. So let's just try with this little number right here. And it goes a little something like this. Let's go, Gene Doe. Let's go. Put that in. Am I even plugged in? Are we doing this again?
No, you plugged in.
Now that's interesting. There you go. Bitches ain't gonna go there. They don't wanna know that pain. This ain't no party. Tell them don't do back. Don't give me about heartbreak. Bitch, I don't know that name. If you want blowback, tell them don't do back. I'm gonna keep bringing headlights. 10 to 4 drop. Think about bringing the snow back. Think about bringing the gold back. Think I can do it before I even take all the top of it. To the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
We here. I'm the only one that's queer, even though she's queer adjacent today.
I'm actually queer.
Oh, we're queer? Yeah. We're queer today? Okay. We're here and we're queer and we're liking the butts today, okay? Because booty was shaking everywhere.
booty, rocking everywhere. Booty, rocking everywhere.
Okay, booty was everywhere. We have been throwing ass relentlessly since last Friday, y'all. And my hamstrings still feel that shit today. I ain't never thrown that much thass ever in my life. I have never had to clap my ass so much. I swear to God. Okay, so shout out to KB Twerk Fit.
Hell because yeah. She was off the chain.
We definitely went to her twerk class on Friday. Now, mind you, KB Twerk Fit is in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, she does the sexiest workout that you could ever imagine. Okay, we threw ass. Okay, we slung it. We bear crawled across the floor.
Yeah.
We cry babied.
Yeah. I tried to keep the beat for more than a 4 or 5 count, but y'all, you know I get lost.
I mean, you did, but at the end of the day,
yeah,
we looked good doing it. Now,
hell yeah.
Do you want to see us on that? Well, right now, you can go on our page because actually I'm going to post that shit our page so that you can see how we gets the fuck down. Okay.
On the floor.
Because we booty me down. Okay. We hit that shit. Shout out to Talisa and Britt. Okay. TT Britt. Y'all remember her.
Yes.
OG Britt. We know. So she was there. And y'all know she's already been like, hey, when am I coming back on the pod? Because I was on season 1. What the fuck is season 2?
Right. Fine.
So my bad. Okay. We just needed to get some things together. Okay.
Yeah, like everything.
Like everything. We always needed to get those things together. And Friday was kind of the day that me and a few of my girls got to for real, like, kick it just on some cool shit.
Yeah, man.
Now, here's what we didn't know. Okay. So we assumed, right, safe space. We walk in,
right,
okay, to this bar. In a very podunk town, okay? We walk in there. We like, okay, it's this bitch is in here. Okay, the only two niggas who were there was the one who worked security and the DJ. Yeah. Now, this is what I know has been happening. I've seen her lives, or not her lives, but I've seen her videos before. Mm-hmm. And that's what I sent to y'all. Like, I sent it in a group text, like, hey, what about this? Y'all bitches wanted to dance. Okay, so let's dance, right? And so we did, like, we looked at the videos, but we got there and still was kind of like, okay, what are we going to be doing?
Right.
But after we showed up, and we thought we were going to be late, but of course we were there like early.
One time. Yeah.
We were there early.
Yeah.
Because we're grownups and we cared about being late. So we were like, no, we're running behind. And we get there and it still ain't nobody there yet. It was like that. Like, we were still waiting in the car. Like, oh, all right. Maybe the doors ain't even open yet. Whatever. We're here. Then everybody showed up. And by everybody, I mean about a good mole, 20 more bitches showed up.
Yeah, it was a good class.
It was a great class, yo. Like, yeah. And here's the fun part, right? So she says it's beginner. That's cap. Okay. It is not beginner. Like, it's beginner friendly. It's
beginner friendly.
Friendly. Like.
But if you don't dance.
If you don't dance, you're going to tap out. And she's going to be like, what you doing? You got to be back here. And people was on the back like, I'm at the bar. I can't even. People sat down.
They did.
Here's also a fun fact. Okay. She gave us breaks. Like, we would learn, like, maybe a 16 count or whatever, right? And then she'd be like, okay, we gonna teach this last part of this, and then I'm gonna give you a break, right? So she give us a break, and we start to walk towards, like, our stuff on the side.
Because
we're breaking, right? Why did DJ start playing better twerk music? Okay, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then she come around, and she wanna bounce, and also she had that ass.
Her, like, body was amazing.
She really is twerking and fit.
Like, whole time.
She's fit as fuck, and she twerks really, really well. Isolates ass cheek and makes them go at the same time. Like, it's perfect motion, and she's a great teacher on it. But she for real did not give us no real goddamn break. I was mad. I was hot. Okay? I was dehydrated. I didn't take nothing. Not an aspirin nor an acetaminophen was had. Okay? And I needed it. Because I felt my body, and we stretched too.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough. I should have stretched at the end.
No, that means you need to do it again.
I should have stretched at the end too, because my body the next day said, bitch, you ain't been in no dance class in 3 years. Go sit your old ass down. And I was like, damn, it's only been 3 years though.
So your body
I've
hit you with
I've been dancing on TikTok.
It hit you with a Y-I-Yada.
What? Arthur fist. Big mad Arthur fist is what I did in my bed because I couldn't, like, straighten my legs. That was what was fucked up. Like, I threw ass so much that my legs could only be bent.
Mm.
That's stupid as hell.
I'm just saying, like, you know, that's a great workout.
Yeah, great.
Well, shout out to you, girl.
Yes, and we're coming back.
Yes,
we are. You know, at first I was like, I don't want to do the other one on the south side, but I might, you know what I mean? It depends. Because she had one for Valentine's Day that I wasn't going to, but it was a chair dance one, and it was for, like, couples or singles or whatever, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, that seems decent, but I know how to chair dance. I don't really need a new
I don't need no help on that one.
Let's do some stuff that I don't know how to do. Like, let's do some New Orleans bounce. Like, so she's gonna do New Orleans bounce in, like, in the next couple weeks. So might do that. But also, my bestie Frankie Parker, Miss Cancer Survivor, is turning the big motherfucking 4-0. And so we're having a concert for her birthday, I think around the same time that the dance class is happening. So I'm like,
okay.
But that's okay because she has more dance classes. And it's not like I ain't going back because I am. I miss.
True. Because we y'all supports. Coming too. We supports.
Y'all coming too. We'll let y'all know when the next one is. So that y'all can come and party with the Wretched Aunties. If you're trying to throw some ass, come on, throw some ass, shorty. Throw that ass. Throw them cheeks.
Yes.
Let me smack them because we're all going to do that. That's also a thing, okay? So we assumed that this place was supposed to be a safe space because we saw nothing but bitches, all body types, okay?
Right.
Some had on lingerie. Some just had on workout clothes. Some had on leggings and full fucking, like, outfits and shit. And some people almost wearing jeans. And I was like, why are you here? But either way, right?
How do you bend your knees in those jeans?
Right. You ain't doing nothing. But what was interesting was we saw that there was a live video.
Yeah, but we didn't see that until
We didn't know.
No, because we thought it was a safe space.
That our asses were on the lives.
Like, literally, because, and I don't
even. On the Facebook live.
And I don't even post my ass on any socials.
I do.
I don't.
I do, but I do with my own camera. Like, I also had a camera there.
Right.
And I didn't post none of those.
No.
Because I was sending them to y'all. It was the fact that we weren't in great Wi-Fi that it was so bitch. Like, I had a 22-minute video of our first, like, learning the dance. So
I need that, too.
I got you. I got you. I'm going to airdrop you that shit. But what was so fucked up about it was that we didn't know that there was a mandem. The only other mandem who was there had his phone going. And my issue is that I know that mandem, and I don't think he recognized me with my hair, and that's okay. It's not even about that. But the issue is the people on his timeline, they know me, and I know them. And I don't give a fuck about them.
Wait a minute. Yeah, wait. You absolutely. Just said this was on Facebook, too? I didn't know.
That's where I sent it to you the first time. That was Facebook.
I thought that was Instagram.
No, ma'am. No, that was Facebook.
Saw the Instagram. Oh, my.
No, I showed you the KB Twerk Fit page on Instagram and on Facebook. The Facebook one was the one that I saw immediately. Like, whoa. Whoa. Isn't that my ass? Whoa. That's what I said.
Okay.
So, you know, if that's what y'all into, totally fine. As for me and myself, as of right now, not what I'm concerned about, to be totally honest. You know?
I wasn't trying to put my ass out there. What? I just wasn't.
Oh, well, here's the thing.
I wasn't advertising for my ass.
Here's the thing, though. Also, your ass looked amazing.
Oh, thanks.
And you were in the brightest motherfucking color in the goddamn room.
I thought it was a safe space.
No, I feel you. But sometimes when you come showed up to show out, okay, you gonna have to show off.
Obviously.
So at this point, the Ratchet Aunties, if y'all did not know, for those who are listening, we're two thick ass bitches. Okay. We got a lot of ass. Okay. We got a lot of thass and we got a lot of attitude. And so when we throw that thing, y'all gonna see it from across the goddamn room. If she got on high yellow pants or if I got on leopard pants, you gonna see that ass from across the motherfucking room.
It's great. That's true.
Personally, it's great. I am for it. That is women empowerment. What is not women empowerment, though, like, I appreciated that it was on her page.
Yeah,
but
me too.
But for me, I'm like, or maybe you could do it from your phone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't trust it in his phone. But that's neither here nor there. He's a good church boy. He's not going to do anything but fap to it later. Go off.
Not fap.
So, let's talk about some other things. Okay, so... So what y'all have been missing on the Ratchet Aunties Ticker Talker is that we have started a new series, and it has been called Eliminating. And the reason we called it Eliminating is because we are eliminating everybody in TT Camille's whole shit. Okay.
Sorry.
I
had to cackle.
That is just not what it needs to be. Did we even introduce the pod? Did we introduce the pod?
We didn't even say.
I don't think so.
We did. We just played the song.
Okay. Welcome to the Ratchet Aunties podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
And I'm your TT Aaron. And we are here talking about things that you've already been a part of the conversation. So.
Yeah. So we're just going to continue.
Yes. So eliminating with TT Camille because she, you know, newly single baddie again. I know. Single again. What? Back and forth. Back and forth. But guess what? That's what happens. Okay.
It is.
Adults break up. And sometimes adults find new love, okay? And so what we're trying to do is get her into the mode of actual dating. Now, for those of you who do not know her story, head on over to Single Mom Memoirs, and I'm pretty sure she'll give you a full detail about what the fuck has been going on with her.
Yeah.
But as far as you guys know, she hasn't really dated. She was married. She's been divorced for a while, so it's not like, oh, I was just married and I just got divorced and I'm so heartbroken. No, it's not that.
Right.
She has dated a couple men in between the time of her divorce and from the last relationship that she had. Now, is that a good spectrum of all men? No. No, it's not. No. But what happens is, if we get pulled into a cycle of people who we don't want, I tell people to look inside and see what it is that you do. Because possibly what you're getting is just a residual of you not knowing. Versus when you know who you are, what you are, what you have, and what you want, then the universe is going to provide those things. And so we're just trying to, you know, combat the negative with some positive. So we're getting her out there. We've done new hairstyles. This bitch got 30-inch weave, touching her ass crack, okay?
Okay.
Okay? It be tickling her ass crack, okay? She knows what that shit feel like now.
I do. It's been a long time.
She done been outside in the world, them, okay? And seen men, them, outside looking at her like, God damn, that's a bitch. And you know... You know what it be like, okay? And I know y'all be like, damn, heavy on a bitch? Yes, because some niggas ain't never seen bitches before, okay? Like, real life, not like the genderless bitch, like bad bitches, okay? The actual term, bad bitches, okay? That term, a lot of y'all have only seen that on Instagram. So I can almost... Oh, God, I was running into that dude with all them fucking percentages, and now that's all in my head right now. No. Well, about 83.6% of bitches, like, no, about 90% of men have never really, like, encountered or been able to capture, if you will. You gotta catch them all. A bad bitch, okay?
True.
So because they haven't done that, walking into the universe being your true self is... not just intimidating, but that shit is really amazing. You know what I mean? It's a brilliant, beautiful thing when you see brilliant, beautiful individuals out in the natural habitat of foolery. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we see bullshit every day. I guarantee you, you can go outside right now and you are going to be in your car. You're going to ride next to a person who don't know what the fuck they doing behind the steering wheel of their car. Yeah. And you're going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Now imagine, right? You riding in your car. And up drives next to you a beautiful ass motherfucker. And they driving in their lane. They ain't bothered you not once. You gonna look over and be like, God damn, they pretty. And they can drive. You know what I mean?
It just happens.
It just happens to us sometimes. So I'm trying to get her into the mode of being that. Not being small. We're not playing small.
Yeah, not this year.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that ever again.
No.
Because we're grown-ups and because we know what we possess. So, eliminating has been popping off. We have only been up to like episode 6 on the actual like posted TikToks.
Yeah, but y'all, but it's a whole season.
It's a y'all. Y'all want to watch 30 episodes? Cuz that's what we got.
Yeah.
30 episodes
so far.
Okay. And once we get this last motherfucking date, I'm going on to the next motherfucker, cuz I got somebody who came in here the other day.
Oh man. Yes.
Whew, he need our help, y'all.
Oh, both of our helps.
Yeah. Now, the help he want from T.T. Camille.
Oh, wait.
She may not be able to provide that. So I'm not sure if she going to be able to help him
on
this.
Because
he
going,
I want nobody but you. That's what he going to feel for you. So, you know, you got to be careful with this energy that you putting out. Because newly single energy, everybody and their mama be trying to get it. Like, I'm getting so much pussy and dick thrown at me right now. And I'm like, what the fuck?
For
I'm
real?
Not even on the eliminate. It's not me. It is not I.
Oh, so is that strong?
It is not I, because I'm not putting that shit out there. What it is the energy just out there. Oh, so they just trying to grasp at straws or clits. Either way. We're going to deal with it. Either way, we're going to deal with it. But yeah, if y'all want to see some crazy ass shit, please follow us on TikTok and follow us on Instagram, because we post it after, like, we post it on TikTok first. So if you want to be like ahead of the curve, go to TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you want to, like, if you want to just get the immediate funny story, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you'll see all of that. But then at the end of this season, we are definitely posting the full shit. Like,
yes,
all 30 videos back to back to back to back to back to back to back on YouTube. And y'all can watch this whole thing play out. I promise you.
It is wild.
Oh my God. Okay. It is insane. It's insane. Like, one, we wanted to do this in the first place, because if you know her, her stories, regardless,
man,
are in fucking sane. And I'm like, who are these people?
Because I encounter,
let's get you new people,
all the fuckeries, okay?
Let's just get you new people. So the whole my whole job right now is to get her a new roster of different people who also respect her, but also can like appreciate the fact that she's not a regular human. Okay?
I'm not.
She not. And that's okay. So we gonna deal with that. Neil. Okay, we didn't talk about it last time, but I'm gonna briefly go over this because fuck that nigga. But Trey Songz is finally hit with a lawsuit that right. He probably has to pay. It may not be like fully $26 million, it may be a percent on the dollar, but hey nigga, you yourself were too pretty and too talented to
go down like this
from anybody. Aretha Franklin was on your first album, my nigga. How dare you? And that's how I feel about it. That's the end of that piece. I don't even want to go into it. Because at the end of the day, if y'all still listening to R. Kelly, then why the fuck y'all gonna care about Trey Songz? So, I mean, we know. I mean, it's Chicago, nigga. We know what it is. So, if that's y'all MO, it's totally, you know, it's not that it's fine with me. It's just that I don't give a fuck anymore. So,
yeah, because y'all loyal to the wrong shit.
Yeah, you know, and if that's gonna be y'all, that's cool. It ain't gotta be me. But we ain't gotta dwell on none of that shit. Period. Okay, also in sad news, let's get all this shit out of the way. Y'all saw that Tyre Nichols video. Yeah. Y'all do know the aftermath of that. Y'all do know that that's some real nigga shit. And people got beefs. And they got jobs. So the issue is, you cannot have that same beef and have that type of job. Because you don't know how to let it go. So, as to all of our listeners, we know how tough it is outside. We know people getting on your nerves more and more since post-pandemic. Niggas got attitudes. Niggas don't know what the fuck to do.
Right.
And they have lost their shit. Totally fine. They ain't got to lose it with me because I definitely ain't got shit to do with them. But y'all got to be real, real careful, all right? Because everybody is not the same. Like, everybody ain't the same black person you know.
No. Not at all.
We all different. Did y'all know that? Like, every person. Like, we say this so often, but I think y'all forget it because we may look alike or we hang out with each other. But y'all do know we different, right? Like, we don't believe the same things. Right. We don't do the same things. We don't feel the same way.
Or eat the same things.
We don't sleep the same.
Right.
No two snowflakes are the same. That's niggas, okay? We not the same.
No.
So as much as we have in common that we're all snowflakes. Okay. All right. We're all uniquely and wonderfully made.
Just a little snowflake.
You can't play with everybody. Y'all.
No.
Cause some snowflakes are icicles. And they sharp. And they high up. And they gonna go through your skull if you standing underneath it. You know what I mean?
That part.
So y'all watch y'all mouths outside. Basically. Watch your mouths outside. Watch your surroundings. Keep your head on a swivel. If you got beef with the ops and the ops just so happen to be the police, run. That's all I got for you.
You better run for it.
Because at this point, ain't shit you can do. They can shoot, tase, stun, beat you up. Anyway, you know?
Yeah, you can be unalived real quick.
Real quick unaliving. All right? So y'all watch out.
Watch y'all attitudes, yikes. Man.
Yikes. I mean, but speaking of attitudes, so we had missed, or, well, kind of. We had missed the Grammys, but we kind of just watched the highlights on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're caught up. But the real news was what was going on with the children on the internet who wasn't invited to the Roc Nation party. That's really what was happening, okay? Mm. Because y'all know Lil Mermaid, Halle Bailey, the baby Bailey, y'all know she my favorite. Her voice is angelic. She sounds like a Disney princess when she talks. Okay? I love her. I appreciate her for her, like, her literal tone.
Yeah, it's great.
Is like angel eyelashes. Like,
what? Delicate.
Dusting off the cheek of your sound drum. Like, it's just, it's perfect. It's like, ooh. When she... Ooh, she sounds so pretty.
Make your inner ear tickle.
It do. So, we know she been dating Didiga. DDG. I like to call him Didiga. So DDG is a YouTuber. He was a YouTuber. Well, I want to say he was a YouTuber and a rapper at the same time. YouTube really took off for him because his personality is so genuine and great. Okay, he was able to make millions of dollars off of YouTube and get a bunch of people started on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he has a great like blueprint. He has a great business model. He's really good, right? And he's actually a pretty good kid. Okay, she's been dating him, and things have been going pretty well. Now, DDG's past has linked him to his first like real like I guess celebrity girlfriend, which was Ruby Rose.
Right.
Now, Ruby Rose, y'all know because y'all want to fuck her, I guess. That's been the running theme of Ruby Rose. Like, she can be on Twitter, but it's just like, you can type in Ruby Rose, and it's going to be, like, titty pictures or ass pictures. Like, she's, like, all of y'all fantasy, which is really, really weird, I guess, for me, because she's still, like, a child. But, you know, whoever wants to fuck her, that's y'all business, especially if you her age. Like, who am I to get mad at that, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. Ruby cheated on DDG, okay? He made her famous, one,
mm-hmm.
and then she cheated on him. She leveled up and, you know,
damn.
Cheated on him with a more gangster rapper or multiple gangster rappers at that point. It was a couple she had tried to look, right?
Moving up the musical ladder.
She did, and he found that disrespectful, right? So he broke up with him. He was like, okay, you're supposed to be my bitch, and you out here... shit, making me look crazy. I'm looking like a simp. This is crazy. And he was, because kind of looking like a cuckold, because she was fucking a lot of people. So,
oh, damn.
Damn. So he's supposedly moved on. Not quite sure.
Really?
Not quite sure. Yeah. He's still young, and it wasn't that long ago, but him and Hallie have been dating for a good couple months, at least now. So, you know, maybe up to a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But again, Ruby is still like very much so on his mind and on his nerves whenever she can be, because actually she's also a rapper too, and she's pretty good at rapping, like sometimes better than him, which is really interesting. And she be writing diss songs to him too, so that's even funnier. It's great. It's pretty great. But here's my problem. Ruby Rose came at our young Hallie on Twitter.
It wasn't called for.
It wasn't called for. Even if you mad at him, right? Coming at her and saying, and you got, or, not, well, let me take that back. It's not that she's coming at her, okay? She's coming at him. This is always directed at him.
Right.
But when you involve her and you say stuff like, and that bitch got on my, you know what I mean, got on my sweater, to which we assume... you left your sweater over there. Like, it's so many things.
Right,
like,
so this was recent?
Is it a recent time you left your sweater over there? Or is this, like, an old sweater? And he thought it was his sister's sweater? Like,
I got questions.
Like, it was even that was shady. Like, you alluding to y'all still fucking. And that's disrespectful to the young Princess Ariel. Like, why would we do this?
Right, in public, y'all.
She did this on the Twitter. And I'm just like, what even provoked you? What did he say? And it could have been anything. But at the same time,
keep her out of it.
You know how I feel about love triangles. If y'all gonna feel this way, just fuck each other, you know. But if you not gonna do all of that, then leave her alone. Let her be.
Yeah.
Let her be. She ain't had nothing to do with this. And honestly, it's pretty fucked up because they're both beautiful and both really talented, and they probably could have worked together if not for that nigga. So back at it again.
So basically, we're saying that romantically involved, you can't get anything done.
Well, I have a theory. Okay, I have a theory about bad bitches who get a nigga. First off, if you're a bad bitch and you just like IG bad bitch level, right? Like the most you do is have a boutique. That bad bitch always got a nigga. You may never see that nigga except for his hand on her ass, or, you know what I mean? Like, maybe Valentine's Day, you'll be sitting on his lap or something. Like, we know he your nigga once a year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because bad bitches always got a nigga.
That's funny.
But then you got the bad bitch who's, like, in between her niggas. But that don't mean she ain't got no niggas. That means she just ain't got one nigga. I mean, it ain't one nigga that's on her dick. It means it's like 50. And she don't want none of them, which is problematic. That is T.T. Camille's category. Oh. She don't want none of these niggas, and it's being problematic right now. So...
it's not much to choose for the ones that are coming. No, the ones that are approaching me.
Cap.
They're not. Those are not. No. No.
Cap.
No.
Cap.
How?
Because it's you, my nigga.
How is it me?
It's always you. You can put it on until you like, I don't know what to do with my hands now. I'm going to stop talking. I don't know. He has to do something spectacular for me to pay attention. What? How are we here? But then we not here.
What you mean? He ain't got to do nothing.
You can be here. You can be in the you can be in the place, mm-hmm. but that don't make you present.
Very true.
So if you tap out of presence, if you choose to opt out, you choose to swipe left in the middle of the shit. Duh. We're not going anywhere with this, ma'am.
Okay, well, I just want to tell everybody who's listening, it's not as bad as she's saying. However, she has also been reading these motherfucking messages.
I know, but you chose to go on an app instead of going into the real world.
No, I still want to go into the real world.
But you've been out in the real world and you don't do that shit.
I do. They just, not. They just be with people.
You only attracted to people who got somebody?
You can't walk up to people who got people.
Why are you walking up to people who got people?
I don't. That's why I didn't.
Why are you only attracted to people who got people?
I'm not only attracted to
those
people.
Then where are these other people at?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I gotta start going to different places. You know, I still be going to the same places. I do.
Captastic. Capula.
She's ridiculous.
I am not taking any shit in 2023.
It ain't shit.
It's bullshit. You're right. Not. It is bull.
It is not bullshit.
I really wish y'all could see me right now because I got so many forward hands. Like, get your motherfucker. It is so much bullshit, y'all. And I know
how?
It's bullshit.
How?
Because I used to say them same lies, and that's how I know that shit is bullshit.
What?
Oh, nobody's talking to me. Nobody's looking at me. Bitch, everybody looking at you.
That's why I
you
say it ain't no.
You ain't looking at them.
I'm is.
You not.
Yes, I'm is.
You not. Because then what you saying is you only attracted to somebody who got somebody. Because if that's the case, then that's what makes them attractive.
No, that's not what makes them attractive.
So what makes somebody attractive?
Height.
Cap.
Teeth.
Cap. Cap. It's cap. See, and until she started telling the truth, y'all.
I am telling the truth.
She lying, because I'm going to tell you right now. I got it on the record.
You got to have a sense of humor.
Okay. Did your last nigga have a sense of humor?
Yeah.
Okay. The nigga before that have a sense of humor?
No.
All right. So, what else?
Okay, so sense of humor.
Because we're recording this, y'all, so I'm making sure y'all hold her accountable, too, because clearly it's not just me. She don't listen to me, y'all.
Yes, I do.
She do not listen to me. I'm going to tell y'all right now. She say she listen to me, and then she go and do the exact opposite of what I said she was supposed to do. She be like, huh?
That's
got
not
it.
True.
And
all
then
the
she,
time.
Then she improvise. As soon as she get out there, just completely forget all the dance moves. Just all freestyle after that. Just moonwalking and everything.
She keep trying to get me to dance, and I keep telling her I don't dance. I told you I don't dance.
Don't ask me. She don't dance. She's a lie. Cause she been twerking. That's all cap, y'all.
Oh my God.
This is what do y'all want me to say? Do y'all want me to agree with the lies? Put it in the comments.
Okay.
Leave it down below.
I am
if
so
y'all
done.
Fucking with the lies today. Cause
I
you know
ain't lying.
If I'm with the shit,
I am
I'ma
not,
be with the shit.
I am not lying.
But I ain't no good at lies, y'all. I don't tell them well.
How am I gonna tell what am I lying about?
We don't have enough footages for that. We don't have enough tape. We're on how many minutes? No, we do not.
We're gonna run out of audio. She got jokey jokes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. She's full of jokes. Uh-huh. But anyway, what I'm looking for is what the fuck?
She not looking for nobody tall for real. She looking for somebody funny, yes, but she looking for somebody who cute to her all the time. Like he can't change his face or haircut or nothing. He
what?
Gotta just He gotta have that. A full head of hair. He can't be balding in no spots because she gonna talk about it. If he got a hairline that's receding, she gonna ask you to cut it off. If you don't dress good, that depends, because what dress good mean to her? Do you not dress good in workout clothes? Because now she gonna be mad at that. What else? He gotta drive his own car. It can't be broke down. He gotta live by himself, no roommates or friends or family. She would prefer him not having no kids at all. But if he want kids, then he gotta take hers on just for fun.
I'm not having now that is I'm not having any more kids. I'm not. That's
but see, she ain't disagree with nothing I was saying though.
I didn't get to down to the right because I know you still have more. I'm going to refute everything once you're done. Yeah, once you're finished.
This is the truth. What do you say? 98.63 women.
You know what? No, we ain't doing that.
Yo, y'all, side note, let me segue real quick. So why?
Nope.
Why is it niggas out here still believing that homosexuality just started 15 years ago? Question. Real question. For all my gays in the back. How long y'all been gay? Because for me, I'm like, I'm 35 now. I've been gay for at least
all of those years.
Not fully. Like I was queer, like after like 14. Then I became queer because then I had bitches. But then
okay.
But like before then. I wasn't nothing. I wasn't sexual at all, y'all. So it has nothing to do with that. But I will tell you right now, gay people did not just start existing, okay?
Nope.
And the more people who keep spitting out this nonsense, like, no, because the original black man. I swear to God, I'm going to find all the parts of the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, mm-hmm. where it was so many around.
Yeah.
That we took over the whole Bible. That was the reason why they said, hey, get these gay people out of here. They was like, move them because they're just doing the most. If you had to say that something was wrong, that mean they always existed.
That part.
If you putting it in what you consider the oldest book alive.
Yeah.
That means they always was there. All right.
Yeah.
Now that we got that lesson out of the way.
Yeah. So when you decide to disown your child.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh my.
That's still your child.
It's still even if you don't even fuck with him, like, right? Like, you can't unfuck the dad and unmake the baby and unlabor the child. Like, you can't. That's the one thing you can't take back. Like, as soon as you get pregnant, right? And I've been here, y'all. And I was like, Lord, wish it away, Jesus, wish it away. That is one of the scariest moments in your life because you cannot go back.
No.
The only thing you can do is like go forward with whatever decision.
Yeah. Well, no matter how bad.
No matter how bad it is. Mm. All you can do is go forward with that. Did y'all know people was like dying, like having kids before they figured it out?
Yeah.
Like the reason people were like, yeah, be fruitful and multiply was because it was a fucking death sentence.
Yeah.
They wanted you to do that after you got married so that you at least had somewhere to keep your remains or somebody to have your family or the baby after you possibly died.
Sweet baby Jesus.
No, women are not here on this earth to just be impregnated upon. Like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Even as people, we not here to populate the world no more. Y'all do know that, right? It's enough people. It's like a trillion people. Or at least 3 point something billion.
But you can't have sex without producing a baby.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Yes, you can. I know plenty of people who take it in the ass. No babies. You can swallow it. No babies. Look at that. Places for that sperm to go.
I mean, but not only that, but you also could not fuck just that one, you know, that time around, you know, your period.
I mean, you could also try all the birth controls or not fuck at all. But either way it goes, it's not meant for just the baby.
Right.
It's meant for pleasure. But y'all will get that later. Either way.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, because team fuck them kids over here, guys.
Well, you can't say fuck them kids when you have them kids and you like them kids.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You like your kids.
I love my kids.
No, but you like your kids also.
I do like my kids.
Like dead ass, though. She has great ass kids. All my friends have great kids. So it's not even about that. So when they say that, I'll be like, get the fuck out of here. You know you love your kid. Like, they kids be shining on motherfuckers. Like, dead ass. They faster than everybody. They smarter than everybody. They play instruments good. They sing or they write good. Like, they have great eyes for, like, design and style and the way that the world should really be. Yeah. Like, these are our real future leaders of the universe. So I can't say fuck them. Fuck maybe the mother kids. Like, I don't know them kids. So I can say fuck them.
Right. I was talking about them kids.
Oh, the, I didn't the say proverbial my kids. Them.
Yeah, the proverbial them. Ah. Not mine.
Yeah, I gotta reiterate because you got kids and they're gonna be true. Like, hey,
she I said, thought she had single mama memoirs.
How you gonna do that? You a single mama memoir.
Right.
Huh? You gonna single mom memoir to bad kids? What?
Yeah, they gonna come back to it years down the road, be like, hey, you remember that pod number 100? She said fuck them kids.
I knew she never fucked with her kids. See, that's the problem right there with these black women.
She bitter.
Oh my God. Oh, so you want to talk one. About that?
Oh my God.
Let's talk about it.
Please. Please.
Okay, so like I said, she been doing this bitter baby daddy series, right?
Y'all can't make none of this shit up. So
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you go.
Because I'm
go
just
ahead.
Gonna insert this little piece.
No, do
right?
your thing. Do your thing.
So there is a purpose for certain things that you do that may catch on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason certain things that you post catch on is because it really connects with the audience. So somewhere along the way, it's a whole lot of bitches with bitter baby daddies. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so the first video that I posted, it didn't get that much traction. By the time we got to part four, yeah, bitter baby daddy part four, that's when shit like hit the fan. Now, of course, I'm just sitting in the car waiting to pick my son up. So I'm just literally just making this shit, just waiting for him. So I'm just being myself.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, hair is a mess. I'm making all types of faces, all types of crazy stuff, right? Despite the story that I'm telling, everyone is attacking me.
Come on.
They're not saying anything about the shit that I'm sharing. I'm talking about how my ex-husband doesn't allow our 17-year-old child to have a cell phone that I purchased for him. And they're telling me, why are you making a video if he's only 5 minutes late? You must be the problem. Oh, you look like you're a lot already, sis. Oh, I can tell why he don't want to fuck with you. What does that have to do with my son not having a cell phone?
Oh, my God.
Now, when this nigga turned around and said, oh, you the one that's bitter. How am I bitter? Just because I said, hey, man, I just spent like, I don't know how much money on the cell phone and he won't let him have his cell phone. But I'm bitter? Come on, y'all.
Well.
Comprehension is something else.
See, here's the thing that we also have learned through Camille's experience with going with, well, through her experience with virality, let's call it that. You know what I mean? Through this experience, it is all the more, like, I am very much so, like, I'm tapped into people, like, and I get, like, how people feel. Like, I'm very empathetic to people, right? It is through this experience that I have truly, like, it is a true test to the fact that you don't know who the fuck nobody is on the internet.
Right.
Like, dead ass.
You can be whoever the fuck you want to be
you
on the
really
internet.
Can, like, you can cap as much as you want, and that shit may go. And even if you telling the truth, somebody gonna make up a whole nother story. Like, a whole new background just for you.
Yes, because in that post, uh-huh. they actually had a conversation about the custody of the kids.
Oh, I saw
and
that.
I didn't say anything about nope. any of that.
Nope.
Oh, so that means he can't have clothes either. Oh, he must live with the daddy. It was so many assumptions just off of the information that I gave.
Yeah.
But this is the kick in the head. All of the series, all the parts are up there, y'all. The only video that they watched was just that one. They didn't go back and watch the other one,
no.
Okay? Because part four, again, has 230,000 views. The other one only has like 7. Or 6.
Ah.
Which means that all the people that are watching, you were only watching to disagree. You weren't even watching just to get the information. And I'm cool with that.
I don't even think it's about the information. They don't care about it. It's not information for them.
No,
it's just
a
TV.
Story.
It's really just
it's
TV.
Entertainment.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Your real life on the internet is entertaining to someone else. Even if it's crazy, even if it's a car crash, even if somebody gets unalived.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. It's, oh, wow, this crazy shit is happening over here. Let me share this with my friend. And that's what they see it as, which is totally fine because I feel as if you have more than enough stories.
Girl.
Like that aren't even correlated, but are all there. You know what I mean? And yeah. Once they get those, then again, for you, it's just posting.
Right.
Like, I don't care who say whatever. The more you don't like it, the more you're going to talk about it and the more you're going to post on the actual post. Like, you're going to comment on it.
No, absolutely.
And that is really just all the page needs at all for growth. Like, that's how you grow an audience.
Right.
And sometimes it's through love and sometimes it's through hate. But I guarantee you hate spreads a little bit faster.
To a lot of it.
And, okay.
And actually, hate gets you more money. That's why people don't care when they get money. Some people.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing.
It's the laugh before.
It's only the broke ones. You know what I mean? You know.
Rich niggas don't never ask how much it is. And when we say rich niggas, that is the proverbial rich niggas.
Like, absolutely. You know. It's rich white niggas, rich Spanish niggas, rich Asian niggas, rich Arab niggas. We fuck with them all. I'm going to make sure she gets like a good white man date.
Got to. Who? Me? What?
Oh, who? What? Me?
Okay.
Look at her. Oh, judgy. Judgy. Judgy.
A little bit on that one. A little bit.
Okay. That ain't my problem. Yeah. You don't know. You ain't found the love yet.
I haven't.
So how would you know? How would you know who going to give it to you? It could be a lady named Laura.
Lady Laura, you love? Could be no,
getting
ma'am.
You could be getting love from Laura, okay, but you don't know her because you're not trying. You don't know until you try.
First, you don't succeed.
First, you don't succeed. Dust yourself up for trying. Dust yourself up for trying. Woo! Okay. So, yeah, I just watched this Turk video again. I had to screen grab it so I can, you know, save it to the thing things.
Indeed, indeed.
So I can post it on the thing thing.
Right, right, right.
I got two more things to talk about, maybe. Maybe, perhaps. Let's first address, who the fuck would ever disrespect Busta Rhymes by grabbing his ass?
Girl, when I seen that video, I said, hey, man, these women don't know how to be women. You don't grab a grown rap legend's ass.
Like, and you disrespectful. In public,
you
disrespectful. Like, he's a rap legend. Like, this ain't no nigga who is your nigga. This ain't no nigga who is like,
he's not a regular nigga on the street.
He's not a regular nigga on the street. And on top of that, like, was he performing? And then even then, did y'all see Kevin Gates kick that girl in the face? Like, hello, you gotta stop touching people.
You can't, y'all.
That nigga's a legend. Don't do that to no grown ass man. Like, he is in his 50s. You do not grab no 50-year-old man's ass that you don't know.
And then,
like, you do not know him.
And then the crazy part is they be looking like the response that they get is like they not supposed to get that.
Like, how dare you be offended that I grabbed your ass?
What?
Ma'am.
If somebody did that to you, exactly. What would your response
be? That you do not know, okay? Not your nigga. No, he is not your nigga, okay? You cannot be going grabbing random niggas' asses.
Because
if some random nigga grabbed your ass, you have the biggest problem that exists. And it ain't, well, you know what? Let me take that back. It depends on if you find him attractive or not, but that's your destructiveness, ma'am.
Yeah, because that's still, you still.
It's still problematic.
You teetering on the lines of people doing shit back to you. Don't do that.
That's what I said. Don't do that. Please watch your mouths. Watch your hands.
Because everybody can get it.
Anybody. Okay? At any time.
And you lucky he only threw that drink on you.
You're lucky it wasn't his wife.
Oh.
Because she would have put the paws on you.
Baby.
And I'm not for girl-on-girl fights. Again, I'll just be like, hey, how can we, you know, make this better, right? Like, it's only been a couple of women who I've, like, successfully beat their ass or wanted to beat their ass and had to be like, you know what, like it's only been a handful of bitches that I've ever had to do that to.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly because I'm a girl's girl, I don't like that shit. I don't like doing that. I don't like being in competition unless, you know, it's a competition type thing. You know right. what I mean? Because I'm competitive as fuck. So if we there, if we playing the game, nigga, I'm playing the game. But if we not playing the game and I ain't signed up to play the game and you competing with me and we got a problem, like once I got a problem, we got a problem.
Yeah.
And these fisticuffs might solve them. My hands are registered. So, you know, we might have a little to do. Yeah. We have a little to do.
I don't like having the to-dos.
I don't like having the to-dos with people who I don't have to have those with. So hopefully we don't have that again. But y'all watch y'all hands and y'all mouths, please. How do you feel about those women who, on the flip side, tattoo their man's name on them? Like, the ones who so involved that you like...
Okay, so I saw this chick on Twitter.
Okay.
She had to be mid-20s. When did we graduate from getting names to the actual face of your boyfriend in the middle of your fucking neck? Like, it's right underneath your chin in between your clavicle bone. For those who don't know what that is the two bones on either side of your shoulder that make the
so
little divot in the middle.
If she suck his dick, he real close to sucking his own dick?
Pretty much.
Damn.
And I don't like it. I think it's destructive. It is so destructive.
You think actual tattoos of faces, not to be confused with face tats, are destructive?
Yes, I okay. do. Like I don't know. What this is just something personal for me. Like I don't believe in tattooing a deceased person's face on my body.
Why?
I just don't want it.
And you say you don't believe in it.
Yeah, like for myself.
It's against my religion.
It's against my religion.
Okay.
I just don't. Just like putting dead people on t-shirts.
Well, I mean, a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like it's not a commemorative type thing. It's just like a rest in peace. Like, it's literally a RIP.
You don't feel them being memorialized?
I don't feel like you need to wear an obituary.
Damn.
All day.
So if I die. And I put in my wheel.
You a goddamn liar. You ain't gonna say shit. No.
I want everybody to wear me on the airbrush t-shirt, old school style. And then we gonna take pictures like magic photos.
No, ma'am.
Like I'm gonna have a backdrop behind the casket. And then you just pose with the softbox lighting and magic photos.
I am deceased. I'm deceased. Nope. No.
Woo.
No.
Listen, somebody better come dressed up with me on a fucking spray painted t-shirt.
No, ma'am. Get in that casket with you, like, girl, wake your ass up. We ain't doing this stupid shit.
Hey, get your ass up. I know you talking mad shit. That's right. Gonna be in the wheel. Know that I'm watching from heaven, cracking up at all you niggas who actually wore it.
Right.
I'm gonna haunt all of you niggas because you know for a fact that wasn't me who said that.
I didn't want these things.
I was joking when I said it. I know I said it facetiously and it was funny, but.
And you guys went for it.
You went for it. And that's how I know you don't know me.
and we can't be friends.
We can't be friends at all. No RL. I ain't still in love with you. We not friends no more. We not even homies.
Still in love
with you, baby. Yeah, get your ass out of here.
I went by Martha's.
Oh. So your car there.
Did she say Mother's or Martha's?
Mother's. I went by Mother's and saw your car there. To her, we're still family. And it don't seem fair.
Because why the fuck are you over my mama house?
For everyone, okay? To just go on, okay? I tried, but I can't do it. Because I'm still torn, is what she said. She was torn.
She was. Because why are you at my mama house, nigga? We broke up. Get the fuck on.
I mean.
Go.
Yo. I mean, I had an ex who like my family would run into all the fucking time. And I would not see him at all. It was beautiful.
That's funny.
It was beautiful. I was like, oh, okay, he alive? That's what's up. Wow.
Great to hear you're doing better, sir.
Glad you're not on the streets.
Damn. Damn.
After me. Homeless. Lost. I'm kidding. Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
Okay.
If you see him on the streets, nigga, you don't know me.
Hey, that was my shit.
He don't know me no more.
Well, he didn't know.
He never knew. All right. Let's talk about some things that I never knew. Okay. Well, also, wait. Let me go back to that, to the tattoos real quick. I do not see anything wrong with whatever names you want to put on you. Maybe you're like Memento and you can't remember your name or your grandma's or your ex-girlfriend or your baby mom. Whatever you want to do is totally fine. Tattoos can be covered. I question fonts. What font did you choose for their name? Because that's wild if you did that in Times New Roman. Like, that's insane.
But do you remember when that was a thing?
Who would put a name in Baskerville? Like, you... Why is your baby father name in Baskerville on your shit? Like, nobody has papyrus names on them. Like, that's stupid.
Not papyrus.
Why are we doing this?
I used to love that to be fancy.
Exactly. But, like, think about it. Like, for real. Script is the only shit that looks good. Once you start getting into shit that looks like Arial, what are we doing? Why are you Arial Bold? That's not a font that goes on a tattoo on your body. That's weird. That's a book paper font. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Times New Roman face
if
ass.
If you ever show up with, what was that, Bodoni? Like, I'm going to be mad. What is this? Why are y'all doing this? So, yes, I question your font choices mostly. Next, I question if you spelled the name right. Okay? So let's just start at the basics, okay?
Yeah.
Because my brother, y'all know I love to tell stories on my brother. And because when we were 16, he was definitely like, yes, is we going to get tattoos? And his mom was like, okay. And my mom was like, definitely not. Our dad was like, sure, right? But I'm like, I'm going to wait until I'm 18 because I don't want to go with my dad to go get a tattoo. Like, yeah, I can weird. Just wait and feel like I'm an adult and I picked my tattoo and blah, blah, blah. So my brother goes and gets his tattoo done. Right? Okay. So another font that you'll see in tattoos, especially older school ones, it looks a little bit like Gothic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Gothic font is what he got in his name, right? And it's definitely spelled C-H-R-I-S, okay? What they put was C-R-H-I-S, and it's a tattoo.
No!
And that's why you don't just go get names.
But it's not even it's that many own, letters.
It's your own name.
Oh, my God.
And they put it on.
So you ask for a name tag, and then they spell your name tag wrong.
They said, no, that's not your name.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of my fear with names. So that's kind of why I stray away from them personally, because I've just seen the most simplest five-letter, you know, name be fucked up. So what are they going to do with my four, you know? And then also, I know my own name, so I don't ever, I don't plan on forgetting my name. Although, you know, we've had a little bit of dementias, you know, in my family.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I might possibly forget my name, but I don't think I'm going to have to put it on my body to remind myself, because then it would have to be, it would have to be like here, like, you know what I mean? And then am I going to forget that it's there? And then I think that my name is G greater than carrot less than, like, am I going to think that's my name? You know,
maybe,
possibly,
maybe.
So again, I plan on having a helper or two. You know, if I lose my shit, I plan on having a nice nurse who's going to remind me what my name is, and I don't have to look on my own body for it.
Yeah.
So
that reminds me
know.
Of 50 First Dates.
Okay, first off, let's talk about that real quick. So my partner thinks that I'm her. He's had that type of thing with me. He'll be like, I swear to God, we talked about this, and you just won't do right. And I'll be like, me? I don't remember that. Come to me tomorrow, and we'll do it again the next time. Me? I said that. Did we write it down? And then I get him now. Like, he'll be like, and you talked in your sleep or whatever. I'll be like, did you record it? I don't believe it. Tell me tomorrow. Like, You should have. I can't. You should have wrote it down. Do you have a dream book? That's what you should have did.
You should have put it. You are a ridiculous human. Okay. Ridiculous. I know it's some shit that I did. So you telling this man, I know it's some shit that I did, but I ain't going to tell you that I know the shit that I did. Oh, my God.
I keep him on his toes. What are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. I ain't in a relationship, so I can't. I can't agree with you on that. I don't know.
I mean, I have no fucking clue.
No, I have no fucking clue. Mm. I was in it, but those motherfuckers, what?
How long were you married? How many years?
Only married for 3 years, but we were engaged for six or 7 years, got married on the sixth or seventh year.
So got divorced. 10 years.
Yep, got divorced at the 10th year, rekindled after the divorce for another 2 years, and then officially broke up in 2017.
And he was already dating his...
Yeah, he was dating his current wife. He was dating that wife in 2015. The same year I bought my house. So I'm like, damn. So you living in my house and dating that broad at the same time, but I don't find out until after you get married to this broad and I still haven't met her?
God damn.
Nigga, you is scandalous.
He's a escandalo.
Okay.
God damn.
That nigga there.
He was a mess.
He still is.
Yeah, I try to say was because I don't want to know him now.
Shit, I don't either. Crazy.
He was a mess. Messy boots. Okay, well, shit. Well, I guess we can end it on this. Okay, so like we said, we had fun on Friday night, right? She went on dates and stuff.
If that's Saturday. What you can call that.
Yeah, I'm calling it dates and stuff. So she went on a limit date and stuff. that was Saturday.
That was definitely an unlimited date.
And then Sunday was my actual birthday.
Which was lit.
And my actual birthday party. Okay. So let me start you off on my day, right? So I start that morning by talking to my mom because she said she had a card for me. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm thinking she's just going to drop off the cart. No, she's like, well, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing right now. Like, I'm laying down. And she's like, well, it's morning. You want to go to breakfast? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Because, you know, he was going, like, my partner was going to make me breakfast. So the fact that he wasn't having to make me breakfast, I was like, hey, now you ain't got to do that. You could do whatever else you got to do, whatever the fuck. And he's like, no, you just go have fun with your mom, blah, 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 blah. And I went and had brunch with my mom, and it was extremely interesting going to brunch with my mom at my 35-year-old age.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about that.
Because, you know, we had our champagne and shit. Like, we drunk together. It was crazy.
What? That's not your first time.
Just she and I. Like, yeah, that's on some, like, outside stuff, she and I. Because normally, like, I have bought her wine, like, for her house or something like that. Or, like, when we're out with my older sister, like, then we'll maybe have a drink. But she and I...
Not alone.
No, we don't do that. We're not friends. So
that is hilarious.
We are not friends. She is my mother. But yeah, it was really interesting. And she was just telling me about her former dating life and stuff like that. Like,
really?
Oh, I went on this blind date 1 year, and you guys don't remember that, or do you remember that? It was weird, bro. Like, she was trying to talk to me like I was grown and shit. And then Then, as the day progressed, because I needed denims, okay? I have fucked up all of my jeans doing all types of construction work. There has been all types of acid, paints, paint strippers.
Everything.
Drywall putty. Just all types of shit, okay?
Drywall
putty. Mastic. All types of bullshit. Tile tape. Everything has been on my jeans. And so all of them were fucked. So I was like, no. No. I'm going to go and I'm going to get these jeans real quick. I'm going to get like three of them for $20 because I did. Okay. And while we in there, and I'm like, I got to try these on or whatever. This lady had the nerve to tell me that I couldn't wear some pants. And I said, who? First off, she don't even know my size. So then she was just picking up shit. And I'm like, I am not that big, lady. Put that down. Like, what the fuck? I'm not no size 18 or 16. Go put that down,
like,
right?
How big do you think I am? You know what? Why didn't you just ask?
You're so petty. So So I'm trying these pants, and she like, you can't wear those. And I realized that, you know, the ass is out a little bit. Like, the back of them have rips in it, like the front of them. And it's, like, completely in an area where it's, like, right at the ass cheek. So it may look like a panty on one side of my butt. And then on the other side, it looked like a short. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And she basically pointed out the panty on the one side. She get loud in the goddamn store. Where you going with that? You know what I mean? I said, I am a grown up. Like, I got to scream this in the store. I'm a grown up, Damon. Like, this, it was that.
That is crazy.
What, ma'am? Relax. So, it was that. It was fun. It was peaceful. She got me a card. It was very, very nice. Like, it was like saying how, you know, even though she be fucking with me, like how she proud of me and shit. And I was like, duh, I know that. Just stop fucking with me and we can have the same result.
No, you can't.
But whatever. Whatever it takes for her to get there. Yeah. So, that was great. And then, get back to the crib. Go to try on my dress, realize I don't have my cards, so she has to come back because they had fallen out of the bag with my jeans.
Oh,
and
my
was
God.
Like, oh shit, it's still in the back of your car. So then she comes back, brings the card or whatever. I look at it, blah, blah, blah. I am trying on the dress that I had pulled out, okay? Weeks I've had this pulled out. It's a dress from Amazon. Y'all know I work with Amazon. So weeks have gone past and I've looked forward to putting on this one dress, okay?
Right.
Now, mind you, I have a dress that is almost just like it, okay? Size same.
Mm-hmm.
The size is the same. The problem is that they lied because the size was not the same. The size was not the same. And when I put that shit on, it basically told me that it don't fit me and it was too big and I was sad.
Did it fit a couple of weeks ago?
It fit a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well, that's good.
I have lost weight, unfortunately, and that dress is kind of like a sweater dress, so it's supposed to be fit and stretchy.
Oh.
So when I put it on, I had no titties for that goddamn dress. And then the stomach part, like, it has a little keyhole, like it's open.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was baggy McBaggerson. And I was like, fuck. What am I supposed to do with this?
I can't wear this.
So I was sad for a little bit because the only other dresses that I knew like fit the way that I wanted them to fit were in the same color that was of the pictures that I had posted like for the actual event. So I was like, I'm not wearing the same dress that I got on in the fucking flyer.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
That's not gonna work.
No.
But I just so happened to have another dress in the tuck that was in the same color as the dresses on the flyer, but I hadn't worn it yet. Y'all hadn't seen it yet. So, whew, thank God that worked. Finished getting dressed rather early. Got over to the place like an hour after they actually kind of started. So it was still like, it was still kind of empty, but we got a good parking space.
Yeah.
We were right there. I hadn't seen a lot of the people who had showed up for me. And so that was pretty great because it gave me a chance to actually like see and talk to people who I might have only seen on Facebook for a little bit. That was pretty cool. Like, I had childhood friends who was there. It was dope, right?
You was in your element.
I was. But I also had a lot of tequila, and it was delicious. And people all like, oh, my God, how are you drinking tequila? I'm like, I will drink a full glass of tequila also and take these shots, and it's still not going to affect me. And it did not. The next day, I got up at 8 o'clock. I did all of the work for Wretched Aunties. I did my posting. I did all that shit the next day.
She did.
Everything was great. Like,
she was on it.
It was pretty good. The only thing that I did not do on Monday was go back to the strip club, which I wanted to do. But we had to shoot a music video for a Chicago legend. So at least we got to twerk with our friends, you know,
that was cool.
On Sunday. So that was cool. And I hope you guys enjoyed all of that little story. And you can see those videos on our Facebook page or on my Instagram, whatever. I haven't even posted all of those yet. I have barely said
anything.
Thank you to people. Shit. Right. Like, I had to post thank you on Facebook, like, as a separate post because that shit got overwhelming and I'm actually busy. So the idea of enjoying my actual birthday while also being on my phone all day is like, not enjoying my birthday. Just responding to people who I'm not going to see. Like, if that's the case, just, you know, I'll see y'all.
When I see you.
Because we don't really talk like that anyway because it's Facebook. But I appreciate it. I appreciate that y'all felt that way about it. As for me, though, I be chilling. I like my nigga a lot. So we be hanging out. And so I don't really need nothing else. Like, I'm really content. So the fact that I felt pretty good mm-hmm. about everything that happened, it was like, you know what? This is good. Because, of course, people can make it about them. And I hate that on my birthday. Like, yo. That's like, weird. When it's other people's birthday, like, don't make that shit about you. Like, dead ass. If you got, like, a beef with somebody, go have that beef. Leave that friend alone. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you just can't let that shit go, go have your beef. Like, your friend is not going to be mad if you just go have your beef. But keep that away from them on their birthday. Like, let them enjoy their fucking day. You should do that for all your people.
Yeah.
Like, I would do that for my mama. I would do that for my nephew. Like, you know what I mean? I'd be like, hey, chill. It's his birthday. Beef with him tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like,
cause what the fuck?
Because it's his birthday. So, yeah, I had one of those days. It was just like low maintenance. Very, very chill. And I am extending my birthday until the end of the month. So.
Rightfully so.
Because I'm a nigga. And we like to do that.
And that's what we do.
We genuinely like to do that. Y'all know only black people, the only people who celebrate their birthday the whole month long. So.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I got a new song I'm dropping this week. It still is not out because it was a holiday this week also. So we've had to deal with a lot of things on my end of shit that I'm supposed to do that I haven't done yet. And keep waiting, okay? The fuck? I have the song. I'm just not going to put it out there without y'all having the link to the other shit. Because it's been out. Like, I'm really upset about this. It was supposed to be out on my birthday. It will say, when it comes out, it will say that it was released on 2/19, which right. is so stupid because
it wasn't.
It ain't 2/19 no more. It's 2/20/2024. Stupid. Anywho, by the time you hear this, hopefully the song's out. I don't know. What else? Shouts out to all the thick bitches. Shouts out to all the fine niggas. We seeing y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see y'all.
I'm going to need you to see harder. I'm going to need you to look, listen.
Y'all tell her to stop coming for me. Why she keep coming for me? Like, I ain't even that bad.
Throw your back in it. You know what I mean? I need you to stick your chest out and salute, okay, at the same
salute.
Time.
Salute. Oh, my God.
That's silly. Do not listen to me. I am an imbecile when it comes to this shit, and I am not serious majority of the time.
Two nipple salute.
Okay. Two titty.
Two titty.
Titty two litty.
Oh.
Titty two litty, okay? Put the titties up. Okay? Put the titties out. Salute these niggas. They're going to be like, God damn. That's
Hello, titty.
Hello, titties. That's what they going to say. That's so stupid to come up to somebody and say hello titties.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
I don't want you to say hello titties.
Yeah, that's creepy.
But yeah, I think that's Oh, but my other song is out, so I guess that's what the diddy bop was gonna be.
Oh, yes.
Not my song, but my other song I'm liking right now.
Gotcha.
Sorry, let me clarify. Okay. It's not my song.
Okay.
Someone else. And if y'all are on TikTok or on the Instagrams, you're gonna see it or you'll hear it. But either way, okay. Before we end out, I just want to make sure that everybody has liked, commented, and subscribed to all of our platforms because we do a lot of shit.
A whole lot.
And if you ain't on there, you may miss something because it's not like we sharing everything across all platforms at the same time.
Right.
Like, I may see some single mom memoir shit next week. Like, that's how much shit we got.
Right.
So, keep your ass on that follow button, okay? Hit the plus sign.
The bell for the notifications.
The donut. I don't know. Is that a donut? A sprocket? Whatever that shit
a
is.
A sprocket?
The three thing ellipses at the top of the picture. Whatever the fuck you got to do.
Oh.
Hit that.
Can it be an ellipses if it's the other way?
Well, if the ellipses is the three dots.
Right. But
the dot, dot, dot. It's like this.
But if it's.
It's a tall ellipsis.
Is it? it's an ellipsis.
It's an linear ellipsis. Okay. Oh, make sure y'all also send some money into that ratchet auntie tatas for motherfucking TT's fund, and it's going up on our Anchor. So how you do that is you listen to like our ads, okay? You got to listen to it, like let it go through, okay? Let it play, because then they give us like 3 cents.
Right? We just want 3 cents.
We just want 3 pennies, okay? Yeah, that's it. 3 cent for, you know, a little side nip, a little nip slip. 3 cent for a nip slip.
No, I feel like that's a side boob.
Well, yeah, that's okay. A side boob. But if it's my side boob, though, listen. I give nip slips without even trying. Like, I swear to God, at any event, like, I'm really surprised my titties went out on Sunday because typically, like, I might, like, me in a tank top is a bad idea. Okay.
Okay.
So, because something might just happen and I don't pay attention to it. So I'll be like, oh, shit. Y'all saw that? The whole time.
So you'll be feeling your nipple
at the
out?
Dance class, bro. By the time we did that first bear crawl, I'm so glad I had on this jacket.
Titties all out, huh?
I'm like, I got on a leotard and a fucking bra. I didn't know I was going to have to be upside down now. My titties going to fall out. These are being held up by a string and a prayer. I don't have much, so this, like, and my leotard was too big, too, so, nigga.
Oh, wow.
Titties. Too litty. Okay, they're going to fall out, and somebody going to see it. So, in case y'all want to see my nip slip, that's a 3 cent charge, okay? If you want to see T.T. Camille's side boob, that's a 3 cent charge.
Yeah.
I'm just letting y'all know, like, in advance, because it could have started off as a side boob, but it may, in fact, turn into a nip slip. Yeah. So, here's your warning. Forewarned. But, yeah, make sure you guys give to that. What else you got to do? What else is happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think anything else. I think right we've now. Hit everything else. Our friends are doing stuff. You'll see that shared on our page.
Oh, absolutely.
Our families are doing stuff. You'll see that on our page.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Outside of the merch. Maybe we can start with the merch.
Oh, maybe? Yeah, let's do that. So International Women's Month is March. So we have a couple of designs that we want to run past y'all. And we just going to drop them on the page. And if y'all fuck with them, then we'll send you the link to buy them.
Sounds good.
And then we'll get the store ready.
Because we got to start that too.
Because we got to. Yo, it's like we got shirts and all types of shit. Ain't got nowhere to put them. So let's just.
Yeah.
Let's see how y'all fuck with them first. All right. Because I ain't, honestly, they could have been out on Valentine's Day. They could have been out Sweetest Day for all I care. It could have been out last year. But at the end of the day, it's going to be out when it's time.
Yeah.
So that's that part I'm not rushing. I'm just glad y'all are actually listening and telling a motherfucking friend about it because
we growing.
We are. And all our favorite listeners, like y'all the first ones in on this shit. Y'all been hearing us talk shit since we wasn't even talking shit on this platform. So.
Right.
You know, you're going to see us out more. It's almost springtime, which, and I'm wearing dresses now. So,
yes.
So, I mean, we outside and that's pretty good.
Absolutely. Especially since I'm single and we're outside now.
Yes. For now.
You know what? I didn't like that hesitation. I did not like it. At all.
I'm not liking how you doing the singleness, but we're going to get to the nitty gritty of it all. On another day, another time, another Lord, moment.
Lord.
When I can get somebody like Alfre Woodard or something to like do the voiceovers.
For. Okay. No. No.
Okay. Too harsh. What if it's Ayanna LeVant and she just loud?
No.
In the back?
No.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. So yeah. Make sure you guys are minding your business then. Please make sure you're minding your business. Please make sure you're drinking your water. And, you know, above all,
stay motherfucking ratchet.
Period. Because what the fuck are we here for? Okay. What the fuck are we even here for?
He's done.
You're 22, tú atajando, girl, I wanna handle you, put my hands upon you, baby. You're 22, tú atajando, girl, I wanna handle you, put my hands upon you, baby. Say you like to really ride, girl, I really know your type is me. Wondering if you and I could be Kim K and Kanye crazy. Just maybe constant crazy with my lady. You got something that I'm interested in. just maybe. You're 22, too hot to handle. Girl, I wanna handle you. Put my hands upon you, baby. You're 22, too hot to handle. Girl, I wanna handle you. Put my hands upon you, baby. 22 going on 23. You look prettier when you're fucking with me. I mean, you see, I'ma show you what it means to be loved. Fuck. 22 going on 23. You look prettier when you're fucking with me. I mean, you see, I'ma show you what it means to be loved. Fuck. You're 22. You're 22. Too hot to handle. Girl, I wanna handle you. Put my hands upon you. You're 22, too hot to handle. Girl, I wanna handle you. Put my hands upon you, baby.